Above the picturesque coastal village of Tazacorte is what seems like a looming storm, but is in reality a giant cloud of volcanic ash. The crater has expanded. Tazacorte has not yet been evacuated. The village's mayor, Juan Acosta, is not just concerned, but deeply worried. The lava is moving 4 meters per hour, and it's less than 2 kilometers away from the village.
I'm concerned this may affect our banana plantations. This is the principal economic activity of people here, so it would mean big losses for so many families.
500 hectares of banana plantation have been irreversibly destroyed by a thick blanket of ash. Microscopic volcano rocks are seeping into the crop, making them inedible. A massive loss, sighs Martin, to an island that gets much of its revenue from banana production. Last year, a devastating fire destroyed the crop, followed by a long spell of drought, and now this.
I'm so upset. It's a disgrace what we're going through. Here we live off and by the banana plantations. If we can't work, we're about to lose everything. It's another tragedy.
A royal visit from Spain's king to boost the small and remote island's morale. Thousands of people are displaced, their homes and belongings turned to ash.
Experts don't know if this is going to last for weeks or for months. And so people on this island are learning to live in this new environment, surrounded by fire and lava in what they describe as an unpredictable and intense climate.
Volcanologists had long predicted this eruption, but failed to anticipate its magnitude. They're now studying the site for clues for what may happen next. It has left them with more questions than answers.
You have a person that may have a good character, right? So we are dealing with a Strombolian eruption. The dynamic of the gassing of the volcano when it's erupting is going to make these kind of different phases much more explosive. But it is common to see this kind of changing character or moody character.
What is this volcano trying to say? Wonders Mayor Juan Acosta, who fails to see its beauty. He feels powerless in the face of this force of nature as the future of his village hangs in the balance. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, La Palma.